Recently, a Russian court has fined Google $20 decillion. I'm pretty sure many of us have not even heard of anything more than 1 trillion. I mean, in trillion also, many people don't know how many zeros are there. So, how many zeros are there in 1 decillion? So, it is said that 1 decillion has 33 zeros. That is 1 followed by 33 zeros. Or you can also write it as 10 to the power of 33. So 20 decillion is equal to 20 followed by 33 zeros, and all of this is in dollar currency. The current world GDP is estimated around 108 to 110 trillion dollar. That means Russia is asking Google to pay way more than what the world GDP is. It is funny to hear. I don't know who is going to take this seriously and pay this much of money. But the reason behind that is because Google policies has sanctioned Russian media content. It all started after February 2022 Russia-Ukraine war. Google is the parent company of YouTube. They have blocked many pro-Russian YouTube channels as a step towards censoring pro-Russian narratives regarding the Russia-Ukraine conflict. While the fine has no realistic chance of being paid, even the Russian government knows that. But then you have to understand the underlying meaning of such news. It reflects the Russian government's stance against the Western tech companies' double standards. Western tech companies often apply double standards when it comes to moderating or blocking state-linked Russian content under the allegation of misinformation or propaganda, while allowing local government-aligned narratives in their home countries. This view ties into Russia's larger policy of digital sovereignty. That is why you must have seen Russia, China, North Korea, Iran constantly takes measure to limit foreign influence over their information space. So, this $20 decillion fine is just a symbolic penalty. The real statement is Russia's disapproval of Western control over online platforms. Russian government doesn't want these Western social media platforms to feed one-sided narratives in people's mind globally. While big technology companies claim to apply universal standards in curbing misinformation, but evidence suggests that these policies are not always applied evenly, and it is largely due to geopolitical pressure. Big technology companies are often subject to governmental pressure in their home countries. This pressure can create scenarios where platforms align with domestic governmental stances on sensitive issues. Tech platforms use algorithms that prioritize or deprioritize content based on perceived credibility and safety. There is evidence that algorithms may favor certain viewpoints that align with the interest or policies of the platform's home country. This often means that any content which is critical of Western foreign policies may see reduced reach or engagement, while government-aligned narratives gain visibility. That is why Russia has fined Google $20 decillion, which is a symbolic penalty. And it may not have any financial repercussions, but then it serves a strategic purpose by making a public statement. Such statements draws international attention and makes Russia's concern against Google and other technology firms highly visible. By making this statement, Russia indirectly invites other countries to consider similar tactics if they believe that the tech companies are applying unfair policies. Symbolic actions can sometimes set an example. As technology firms face more pressure worldwide, they may need to revisit their content moderation policies to avoid future confrontations or restrictions from countries that might use similar tactics. This could push companies to adopt more neutral or transparent policies to avoid becoming entangled in international political tensions. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.